Hello, friends and listeners from all across the globe. Thanks so much for tuning back into another episode of The Yogi Show. Here we are, episode number 41. My name is Pedro Luna. I'm here with my co-host, Yogi Brian, and our awesome friend, Melissa Matrano, aka at MelissaFit _ on Instagram. We've got an awesome jam session for you today on the show. Before we hop into it, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Clever Yoga. Clever Yoga is an amazing yoga company based out of Tampa, Florida. They have premium yoga products for the at-home yogi and the yogi that goes to the studio. Check out their line of gear at cleveryoga.com and make sure to use promo code YOGISHOW20 to save 20% off your order. I absolutely love the Liquid Balance mat. Brian's talked about it before. And they have a 7-piece yoga kit. So if you're someone that's just starting on your journey or know somebody that's just starting out, they have an awesome kit for at-home yogis, 7-piece yoga kit. I love it too. So it's cleveryoga.com and you can use YOGISHOW20 for 20% off your order. Lastly, I have started something awesome and I want you to be a part of it if you are a new yoga teacher. It's called the New Yoga Teacher Support Group. It's where like-minded friends will come together on a Zoom call weekly beginning April 2nd on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to join in on a Zoom call weekly for a new yoga teacher support group where we connect about gaining confidence and skills to get yourself out there, how to market yourself, grow your community, connect with like-minded friends, all that kind of jazz, I'm hosting that. If you're interested in it, down below is the links to check it out. It's going to be great. I'm literally looking forward to doing this this subscription kind of thing. It's $29.99 a month. You're going to get all the value ever in the world, and you get access to me and such. So if you're interested in learning from me and what I've done and built and how to connect with people, check it out. All right. With that being said, let's hop into this episode with Melissa Matrano. Again, she's an amazing friend of mine. She's an awesome influencer on the gram and has done so much. She has so much value to add to your life about sharing your authentic message, evolving your brand, and just not being scared to show up. And how to dust the haters off too, because there's a lot of that out there too. She's gone through the gamut and I personally learned so much from her on my path. So enjoy this episode. She's amazing. She's fun. And we have a great time. I know you're going to learn a lot from this one. We will see you on the other side. Peace. Here we go with Melissa Matrano, one of my very good friends. We are so happy that you and Brady are on the show with Yogi Brian. Melissa, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking me to be on. Brady and I are honored. And I mean, I love everything you guys are doing with this show. So I'm excited to be a guest.
Absolutely. You know, Melissa was a huge inspo for the show. We're going to jump into that, how Melissa inspired this show. So cool. Brian, good morning out in Arizona. How are you this morning,
my dear friend? Good morning, Pedro. Good morning, Melissa and Brady. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I love your page and love what you do. So it's awesome that you're on the show and we get to chat today.
Yeah, we actually get to have a chat, you know? So, because getting Melissa's time is super hard, my friends. Trust me. Let me tell you, like, Melissa is in the crux of mom life. You know, congratulations. Is it 2 months old? 2 months old now?
She'll be 2 months March 11th. So she's almost there.
Gosh, it's coming up so quick. Congratulations. Like, congrats. New mom. So inspiring. Your journey is so inspiring and has inspired me so much along the way. To this moment, really. You know, from the moment that I found out that you had that page, Yogspiration, and you shared one of my yogi memes, when I had like 10,000, maybe like 7,000 followers, like, oh my God, like this page is sharing me. She has all these followers. I didn't even know if it was a girl or a guy sharing me. And then we met and I was like, wait a minute, like you live in my town. And then we became friends and now we're here, you know, and now we're
yes,
here.
Yes, I was sitting having dinner on Atlantic Ave and you... Yeah. You knew my friend I was with and we connected the dots. And yeah. I've been a fan of your content from the start. It's so original and amazing and the perfect example of, you know, just making something your own and going with it.
Yeah, exactly that. And then Brian, and then we're all in the mix, you know, and like everything is happening, like all like the humor, the funny, because your page is funny. And I know we're definitely doing the lighten up round today. Let's just do it right now. Let me ask you, Melissa, who makes a better yoga teacher, 50 Cent or Dr. Dre? Which one?
50 Cent wins every single time. I'm the biggest fan. I know every lyric to every 50 Cent song.
I know awesome. You're a big 50 fan. That's so fun. You know, we love the Lighten Up Round. We'll get to some more questions. We'll sprinkle them throughout because it's always fun. But yes. You know, your journey has inspired so many on Instagram over the years, not just Instagram, YouTube, and all the things that you've done. But I know it didn't start that way. Obviously, like so many of us, like myself, like corporate job, a life that wasn't serving me. And that's just, it's so inspiring. So if you could share a tidbit about your journey to where, not all the way to here, because that's a long story, but like what got you out of the crux of like, I don't want to do this shit anymore to I want to do like I am doing what I want to do now, you know, because it's so inspiring. Can you share it?
Yeah, no. And thank you. Absolutely. So I was, like you mentioned, I was working in corporate America. I worked as a CPA and I actually really liked my job. I loved that consistency and like knowing that I'd always have a job. And I like that formula. If you work hard, you know, you'll always have a place in the workplace. So I worked super hard, but I never felt connected to my job. And I never thought that your work should be your life. I thought, okay, well, I'll go to work and then I'll have my life. And it was separate. And for some people that really works, but I found for me, I was missing something in my life. And so long story short, I started teaching exercise classes before work just because I loved the exercise class so much. And I realized I had this passion for helping people and for health and fitness and for just making positive changes in your life. And I felt like when I told people, oh, I'm a CPA, they'd be like, oh, that's cool. And I'd be like, oh, I also teach bar classes. Like I would get cornered into the wall, like my back hurts, like I want to get in shape. And I realized like this job, this prestigious job I had that I went to school for, that I got a degree for, all this stuff, like didn't inspire or help people as much as like I was making like, you know, like $20 a class. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is really helping people. And it's not necessarily about the money or it's not necessarily about the title or the prestige. It's like, how amazing is it to help people and to make people feel good? So
yeah, 100%.
And that's kind of like the short story. And so I started sharing my classes on social media and I started finding that there was a community out there of people that felt the same way I did. And so I realized I was really passionate about building community and about inspiring people. And it was something I really needed at the time. So I just kind of went with it. And eventually I made the leap and I quit my job and I said, I'm going to work on this full time. And I had no idea what that would look like. I didn't even know how I was going to make money. I thought I was going to be doing more modeling because a lot of modeling opportunities came through starting a social media. And then, you know, the influencer space just kind of blew up and it's become my full-time job and so much has come from it.
Yeah. You're all in on it and you're all in. You're amazing. And you're the TikTok queen.
Your TikTok is awesome. It's blowing up too.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love TikTok. And that's the thing is, I think a lot of people, they fight change and they fight new things. And for me, I've always just embraced it. Like, I think if something's not working anymore or if things are changing, you have to go with those changes and not be afraid of it. Like, I'll say quickly, the biggest thing I see about TikTok is a lot of people are like, I'm too old, or they go on and they make fun of them. It's self-deprecating because they're embarrassed. And I'm like, I'm too old, I think, to be on TikTok, but I never took that angle. I'm just like, hey, I'm here and I'm going to have fun instead of just being like, oh, I'm too old. I shouldn't be here. This is stupid. It's like, nothing is stupid. And I think I've learned that because when I first started my Instagram, people made fun of me and they were, at the time, people weren't taking photos of themselves. You were always with your friends and people were like, why are you in a photo alone? Or who takes your photos? And I was too embarrassed to say like, hey, I prop my phone up. And it bothered me and it hurt me. And so I think getting through that, I was like, I have no filter anymore and I don't care what people think about me.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And it's true. It's true. Like, yeah, the more you create and the more you're in front of the camera, like the more you're going to have to deal with, you know, those negative comments. And just the more you do it, the more you practice, like you're just, it's going to suck, right? I mean, it sucks to get some comments like that. I've like experienced that, like being on camera more, especially on TikTok more, instead of being like the memer and just throwing memes on. And then now I'm like in front of the camera more. And it's like, I've had convos with Pedro. I'm like, man, I'm just like,
I'm getting hate
and like arguing with people and like, it's really stressing me out. And then like it's just good to talk to other influencers and or other like content creators, you know, about like, hey, like we all go through that at first.
Yeah. How do you deal with them, Melissa?
Yeah, I will say, like, you know, it's so hard for me to put, like, because in the beginning, things bothered me so much. But I'll say, like, my general rule is if someone's leaving, well, I deal with it in two ways, because on Instagram is a separate way, because I deal with negativity and hate on Instagram with so much love, because people out there are struggling. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard when you live in your own world, like to put yourself in other people's shoes. But I think because I connect with so many people every day, I know that people are going through so much. And so when I see a mean comment, if it's threatening or just really mean, I ignore that. That's a separate topic. But if someone, I've gotten really mean messages before, like someone wrote to me, they, in a message, they were like, I hope you die. Like, I hate your face. And something like that, like, I think most people, your first instinct is to get defensive or to get angry. Mm-hmm. But I actually accepted, and I wrote to this person because I looked at their page. They looked like a nice person. And I wrote, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I looked at your page. You look like someone that we could be friends. And I just, I don't understand, like, if there's something going on in your life, I hope you know, like, I'm here for you. This community's here for you. And 9 out of 10 times, I would even say 10 out of 10 times, people apologize. They feel terrible. They talk to you about what's going on. A lot of the times people who leave negativity behind a screen, they want to be seen and heard. And although it's good to ignore if it's like really crazy and just really weird, but I've had so many positive conversations with people. And I think just acknowledging someone and saying, I'm so sorry you feel that way, like I'm sending you love, can just change someone's whole life. So my rule is I never get defensive. If I don't have anything nice to say back, I don't respond. I'll just ignore it. Mm-hmm. And so with Instagram, that's been my tactic. With TikTok, I will say, like, people write the craziest things.
Dude, they're wild.
At this point, I find those, you have to laugh. Like, you can't let those things bother you, because anyone who takes the time to write crazy things, that, I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that. So for me, I laugh it off. If you're getting negative comments, that means you're getting attention. And on TikTok right now, all attention is pretty good. Yes. So just, I would say, ignore it. Do not engage with negativity unless you want to try to have a positive conversation. Sorry, that was like really long.
No, that's amazing. No, that's like great. That is
Brian,
like,
needed such that one.
Good feedback. Thank you. I will be replaying. What minute is this in the show? Like, I will be putting this on a loop for myself over and over again.
I will tell you, and I think him and I were talking at the time, but when I got a lot of virality from my yoga tips, the biggest thing I saw were these crazy negative comments. And instead of letting them get to me, I let them fuel me, because the more people that were, so basically, like, I would do a before and after. And in the before, people didn't understand what I was doing. I was showing correct form and I was showing incorrect form. Yeah. But people thought it was a before and after of my body, and people would write, you looked better before, or she's too skinny, or she's too fat, like whatever they wanted to say. And instead of like caring, I literally would laugh with my husband. I'm like, this is so funny. People are so confused. And I was getting so much engagement, and then people were fighting with that person. It was like funny. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? If you can have thick skin and realize it's not about you, and people just have nothing better to do, it's actually great.
Yeah, the keyboard warriors, man. They're always out. They're always out there. And Karen is always lurking in the comments. Karen is always lurking.
Yeah. Karen's and Carl's. And I think this provides so much value for the listeners out there, you know, because like I feel like us, like we put, like we throw a lot out there. Like we throw a lot of stuff and like a lot of our souls out there, and like we've experienced that, but it's like the person that's like just starting their yoga journey and like just want to create their brand and going on social media. And like, maybe this is your like invitation to be like, hey, let's develop some thick skin, like get out there. And you know, like everybody experiences this, you know, that is a creator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If anyone out there is listening, I would really just like, and they want to start a personal brand on social media, I would just say, go for it. Like when I got on TikTok at first, because, you know, Instagram, it's been a while now, but just like to talk about something recent, like when I went on TikTok, I was embarrassed because I didn't know if, like, I didn't want to look stupid. And then I put that to the side and I put, you know, I kept putting up videos, and I put up one video, and that day it hit like 2 million views.
Wow. And it was wild.
And so it's like, you know what? You, you have to just do what makes you happy. And no matter what you do, people are always going to judge you. But the only thing that matters is how you feel about yourself. And if you feel proud about what you're doing and it makes you laugh and feel good at the end of the day, like, you know, everyone else will follow. That's contagious. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Being your authentic self and just literally sharing your authentic message, you know, and whether it's, you know, in whatever it is, you know, some people are into sharing like really deep stuff on their social. Some people are into sharing other, you know, funny humor, like whatever it is, that you're sharing, just make sure that it's authentic. I think that's really the message here. And just be proud about what you're sharing, you know, and not having to worry, not worrying what Karen or Carl might say, because that's not your problem. That's right. Their problem, you know, like that's their problem. Yeah.
And I would say too, that it's so important to like the content you put out to make it, to not try to be someone else and copy what they're doing, but yes, to make it your own. Like, you know, I think the best tip I can always give with growing, if people don't know where to begin with their content, is to be an observer, and not observe from an entertainment consumption standpoint, to observe from a business standpoint and see, okay, what are people that I admire doing? And then never copying them, but saying, okay, how can I do this and make it relatable to me? So for example, on TikTok, just because it's so relevant, I'll use it as an example. So many people have become famous from like dancing and being great dancers. I am not a good dancer at all. My husband always makes fun of me. And so I'm trying to go on and be this and learn dances and put so much pressure on myself. I'm like, no, I'm a mom. So I would do like funny dances like while the baby sleeps. So it's like, I'm doing what's trending, but I'm making it so authentic to me that I don't feel like I need to put pressure on myself or put on a show. It's just, hey, this is me. I'm a funny mom dancer. Who cares?
Yeah, that's
so on point. Yeah, it's so on point. And like for me, like when I kept hearing TikTok was relevant and that I needed to, like, you know, if I'm going to create content, like you have to go where the attention's at. And I saw TikTok was kind of blowing up, and I started a TikTok like in July, and I overthought it so much. Like I would post a video. Yeah. I would post a video, and then I'm like, I'm deleting that. Like I was like, I have no idea how to like brand this or like make content for this, because I'm like, I'm not a dancer. Like what do I do here? And then it was finally like January. I was like, I'm just going to post once a day for 30 days. Like just like what I normally post, like yoga stuff, like humor. I'm going to do that for 30 days. And then I just like figured out what was going on. Like, you know, you find the trending things and you find like how that works with like yoga humor for me. And like that's what's awesome with your page. Like you found like,
yeah, like that's what's so great.
Exactly. Like you found it and you're dancing a little bit and it's just fun. Like we see your story, just like how we see your story in, you know, Instagram, everywhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I will say one quick tactical tip, never delete a TikTok, because the delayed effect, like give it, if unless you're like embarrassed, you're like, I shouldn't have put that up. That's so embarrassing. I hate that. Like take it down. But if you're like, oh, it's not getting a lot of views, like wait, because you like when TikTok first came out, it used to be pretty instant, but now I'm noticing now that there's so much more content on there, it's definitely more of like a delayed explosion is what they call it.
Yeah. Like a week later, like, you know, it'll start getting views. It might've had like a couple hundred views. And then a week later, it's like, you know, a few thousand. So yeah, it's so true. Yeah, don't delete them.
Don't overthink it and don't delete it. Brian told me that too when I was starting to post them. He's like, just leave it. Just leave it alone. I was like, yo, it has like 3 views. He's like, just leave it. I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah. Whatever.
I have a rule too. Like I only allow myself like 3 to 5 takes, because I noticed that, you know, nothing needs to be perfect. Like people like there's so much perfection in the imperfect, and that's what people gravitate towards.
Yes. And I wanted to hit on that. Like, you know, people like taking, you know, 20 selfies before they post one and then 8 minutes later deleting it because they decided ultimately it didn't get any engagement. You know, when you're creating content, you know, you're just putting it out there and just allow it to be. So like, what are some practical tips for you? Like when you're like, as a content creator, let's go Instagram or whatever you want to talk about. As a content creator, what is it that, like if you're in that, like that creative rut, you know, and you're like, I don't know what to post. Like, I don't know what I want to share, or like what's going on in my, like what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, what do you turn to for some inspiration to like reignite your fire? If you're like in that creative rut, instead of like, you know, taking 20 selfies and then deleting one, you know, what is it that you do, you know, for someone that's in that creative rut to like get out of that rut?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a few different avenues I take. I wouldn't say like I have a process every single time. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things is, I'll give a couple of things, and I want to be really specific. I think the number one thing is it's okay to turn off from social media. And I think if you're feeling in a rut, like sometimes people are like, oh, let me mindlessly scroll to get inspiration. But I actually get a lot of my inspiration from being off of Instagram, because I'll take some time off. Say like, I'm like, I need to shut off. It's like all of a sudden you'll get this like, oh, I want to share that. And you'll see something and it will connect in my brain. I'm like, oh, I want to share about that. And so, you know, don't be afraid to turn off. You know, sometimes if you're stuck in the middle of it, you can't see outside of it. So one of my biggest tips would be, if you're feeling that creatively stuck or that, you know, that frustrated, turn off social media for a little bit, do something else, go for a walk, write, spend time with your family, like whatever it may be. And I think you'll find that something will happen. You'll be like, oh, I want to share this, or I want to talk about this. That's one thing. Another thing is ask your community, even if, no matter how big your community is, whether it's big, whether it's small, say like, hey, like what's something, say you're a yoga page, be like, hey, what yoga pose have you been trying to learn? And maybe you can help teach that. So I think leaning on your community, because they'll give you inspiration. And I found that my community and I are so similar. Like the people that I connect with every day, we're very similar people. And so a lot of the times they'll give me great ideas. And then, you know, so I think those would be the two biggest things if you're stuck in a rut. But something else you can do is also just, you know, write a list. So what I like to do is I'll write a list of content, things that I want to do. And that way, if I am feeling stuck, I can always go to that list and be like, oh, I forgot. Because you think you won't forget, you think you'll keep it all up here. But really, writing things down is great. Like I have a list on my notes, on my computer, that's like I've been wanting to do a video for something for so long and I haven't gotten to it, but I know when I'm stuck and I have some time, I'll go to that and do that.
I love that. Those are some really valuable tips.
Really,
really, really. Yes. Yeah, so good. Yeah. Thank you for sharing those. And for the listener out there, like heed this advice from Melissa, because she's done it. Like she was from the jump taking the photos on the beach. I think, what was the first picture you ever posted? I know you know what it is, Melissa. What was the first picture you ever posted?
Well, my page was a personal page, which made it really hard, because so my first was like, my page used to just be like what a personal page was when Instagram started back in like 2011 or 12. So I think it was hard because everyone that followed me knew me personally. So it was actually really hard when I think like one of the first ones was actually teaching in the Pure Bar classroom. I would go early before my class and set my phone up on top of the speaker and take video and then screenshot. So I think it was like me at the bar, like doing a bar exercise. And people like, this is weird. I'm like, yeah, but I love it.
That's so cool. And then, you know, and then you've grown, you know, so let's talk about like branding and rebranding. Cause like I've done it many times. I know that Brian's in the crux of doing it now. And I know Melissa, you and I have had many masterminds and think tanks about like, what direction am I going? What am I doing with this? Like, this is dying, you know, but it's not like that's for me. It's like when something is dying, it's just like allowing me space to create something new. So we talked about how to start your personal brand, like how to kind of like get it going. But what do you do when you're like, this doesn't feel right, I want to kind of shift it? And so we'll go with Melissa first. Like, I want to shift it, I'm going a different direction. And then we'll talk about Brian and what he's going through too.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest overall thing that I've learned, and I've been in this industry a long time, and I think the biggest thing I've learned is, and this is like really like, I don't want to say deep, but it's like life is too short. And I think to continue down a path that doesn't make you happy, whether it's on social media, off social media, in a personal life and work life, it's just not worth it, because it's going to wear on your soul emotionally. And you're just not going to feel good every day. And you are going to feel the best when you're feeding your soul and doing things that make you happy. So when it comes to rebranding and changing and growing and evolving, you just have to not, you can't hold on to something that makes you unhappy. So I'll speak in specifics. So my page when I first started was very fitness oriented, and it actually wasn't. It was actually more of a health and wellness positivity lifestyle when I started. And then I started doing these yoga tips after I got my yoga certification, and I started to grow from teaching yoga through my page. And what I noticed is like a lot of people were coming, but they were also interested in other stuff. And I felt that I wasn't dedicating my life to teaching yoga. I wasn't teaching yoga off of social media. It wasn't what I did 24/7. And I didn't want to just give yoga tips. Like that's just, some people do because that's what they're passionate about. But my passion was something a little bit different. So I started to feel kind of stuck and that, you know, I felt like I owed it to my page and to my followers to keep putting out yoga content weekly, daily, whatever it may be, even though it wasn't making me super happy. And so, you know, it was kind of a gradual rebranding. But at the end of the day, I said, you know what? Because I would notice, like, if I posted something else, it maybe wasn't getting as much engagement. But then you get, I got to this point where I said, you know what? But I only want people here that want to be here for like yoga and this or fitness and that. So I kind of just went for it. And I almost didn't care when I was, if people were dropping off, because I felt like I wasn't able to serve them in the way that I wanted to, and that there was better pages suited for them. So, and of course, you know, I just think you just have to be okay with the fact that you can't please everyone. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking to everyone, you're really reaching nobody. And so I think have your message, be clear, and don't be afraid. Like your tribe will come. And so what I learned about when I took a little bit of a step back from yoga tips is people were like, I followed you for the yoga tips, but I stayed because I love your dog Brady, or I stayed because you're so positive. And you know, I think that's the thing, is like, believe in yourself and believe in your purpose. And I think my followers could tell, like, hey, she gives great yoga tips, but there's something else there that she wants to share. And I want to be here for that too. And so I think you just have to believe in yourself and not be afraid. And also don't do things that don't make you happy, because you're not going to want to show up anymore. And you're not going to, and it's going to feel, you're just going to, it's going to wear on you. And I said that before, but you need to wake up every day feeling happy and inspired. And if you're putting out a brand that's not really you, it's going to end up showing. And then you're not going to have a brand at all, even if you're still putting out that same content.
Right? That's 100% so good. Brian, yes. I know you can relate to all that so hard right now.
I relate to all that. And like, I was just thinking, like when you were sharing, like one of my favorite things that you've posted on your page was like your trip to Vietnam. Like I was like with you, you know, you're posting on your story, and like, I know you're like a fitness and inspo page, but I was loving like that trip and just like with your whole pregnancy, just seeing your journey on that and being positive with that. So it's like, I could totally love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I realized too, that's like something I'm really passionate about. And thank you for saying that about the trip, because I love to tell a story. And so what I learned that day is like, I was like, because I love to be present, but I love to tell the story and I love to share. And so I would take all my content throughout the day because the time change was so drastic. And then when I had like 30 minutes in the hotel before we'd like go do something else, I would curate the day and tell a story. And I noticed that people really love that. And so it helped me. It was a learning experience for me that, you know, you don't need to like rush to get content or post like that second. It's okay to, you know, to have a vision and tell a story. And so being mindful with your content actually is really helpful. And I think a lot of people, they're every day, like, I have to get videos, I have to this, I have to that. And it's okay to take a step back and be a little bit more tactical. And I think people appreciate it more.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, where are you going to next? You know, I was waiting for the next video. I'm like, I'm there. Like someone get Melissa a show on the Travel Channel or something. Cause I will watch it.
Seriously.
I will say, seriously, my husband is amazing at planning trips. And he, like, I mean, people were messaging me after, like, can Harry plan like all, like, can he do a travel guide? Because he's so great at planning trips. And I was just like, I document really well. So he planned, I documented.
That's a good team. That's awesome. Shout out to Harry.
Harry, traveling with the Matronos, coming to a fucking show near you.
Right? Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it every time.
I'm in. And that's what I loved about hearing that, and not only watching the journey evolve to where it is now, is that you really are just being authentically you. And these and you capture everything. And I used to think too, when I see you posting and capturing things, that there's a lot of action that goes on. There's a lot of work that goes into building something like this. There's a lot of work, a ton of work. And some people will say, and I've had this happen to me, like, oh, but you're not being present because you're always watching it through your screen as you're in, doing, on your vacation, right? So if you're always documenting everything, like you're not actually on the vacation, right? You're just like taking the content from the vacation. So what do you say to those people? Like someone that, like, have you gotten comments like that and people that message you like that? Like, you know, you post too much or, you know, it's like, you know, why do you share all this stuff? Like, what do you think about that kind of stuff?
You know, that is a great question. And it's so funny because only the negative things stick out and only one person has messaged me and really said something like that. And I think they were just more concerned about me because after having a baby, I took a few days off and then I was back on because that's what felt good to me. And I think it came from a place of love. They said, hey, like you don't owe anyone anything. If you need to take time off social media, like you're posting a lot. And first of all, I thought it was so thoughtful that they were maybe worried I was pushing myself too hard. And I said, hey, like I only do things that feel good to me. And I feel so great. Like, thank you. And so, but it's interesting you say that because I don't get that a lot, nice. But what I will say to those people to get back to your question, is number one, you have to do what feels good for you. So if you feel present by videotaping something and being on your phone, as long as it doesn't affect people around you, that's a different story. But we're just talking about like internally. If you feel present by doing that, you have to do what makes you feel good. But also what I would say too is we're living in different times. And I think that we are living in the age where it makes people feel present to have documented a situation or to share memories on the internet and to share with people. And so if that's what's making you feel good and that's, you know, I think it's a little old fashioned at this point to be, you know, away from a cell phone for a long period of time or to not document, you know, photos from your wedding or whatever it may be. So I think that there's nothing wrong with if you're more old fashioned and you feel present by being off your phone and not taking photos of something. And I think it's okay to be more in the digital era and say, hey, I want to have this documented and I want to be able to share it with people. And I think the problem here is like, you need to accept people's choice. And so there's no right way. There's no wrong way. And I think we get into this rut of, well, I see this person doing this and sharing this, and I would never do that, and judging people. And I think it doesn't have to be for you, but you can't judge other people's choices. And so I think for me, when I feel that I do feel I'm very present in the sense of being off my phone. So for me, when, you know, I always, if someone says that to me, I say, you know, social media is such a small part of the day. And just because you saw 5-15 second clips for my day, like doesn't mean I didn't do anything else that day. Like
on her phone.
There's hours during the day I'm off of social media. And I'm very mindful about that. I like to have balance for me that feels good. But yeah, I think that we're just living in different times and I want to evolve with the times. And I don't think cell phones are a bad thing. And I have a whole career off of social media. So if I resented it that much, I would have a totally different career.
Right.
Sorry. I give long-winded answers.
No, those are great answers. A lot of depth there.
Yeah. The depth is really good. Yeah. I love it. You know, it's like, you just keep long-winded AF. It's all good. You know, it's all good.
Yeah. But I do think as my daughter gets older, I will have to rethink about that because I never want her to feel that I'm on my phone too much, you know, like I want to be mindful and it's just how I am with my husband. Like he never feels like I'm on my phone too much because when he gets home, that's really when I turn off. And sometimes he hasn't been on his phone all day. So he likes to mindlessly scroll. And I'm always the one saying to him, like, hey, let's calm down. So I think because I use it as a tool for work, for me, I'm very good at turning it on and off. But for me, it's more people that can't be it's how it affects people around you. When I'm out to dinner with someone and they're on their phone and I'm trying to talk to them, like to me, that is something I feel is not being present. And so I think you have to be mindful of the people around you.
Yeah, no doubt. That's so good. That's so good. I work on it all the time. I know Brian does this thing with Brian, tell him about do the donuts and you're like off the phone and like present.
Yeah. Every Thursday morning, like I take him to school and we do donut day. Like we go have like, you know, donut or croissant and I leave my phone in the car and like, it's just our time. Like we really just like connect and like, you know, like just no phone. It's nice. Like I don't have any distractions. I try not to like look at the TV. There's a TV there and it's like just a good special time. And he like looks forward to that. Cause yeah, it is a, it really is a balance. Like it really is just like everything. Like it's a balance. Social media is a balance. Like being on my phone's a balance, like creating content's a balance. And like, it's something that I got to reel back in a lot because like, I love creating and I love making memes and I love making people laugh. Like that's, if it was my choice, I would do that like all day, you know, yeah. But then like,
it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I get stuck in that. Like I do have to realize like, hey, like there's people around me. I got to get out of the meme zone.
It's so nice to hear you say that because I feel that way too. Like something I really struggle with is I love my job so much that it's like before I had my baby and when I was pregnant, it was like so great because she was always with me, but I feel like I could literally work 24 hours a day and never mm-hmm. be tired of what I do. And I think that is really challenging because you do have to find that balance and make sure that you have a full life in other areas because you know, like it's never enough on, I think that's the important message is it's never enough on social media. You could create content 24/7. Mm-hmm. You could connect with people 24/7. And so being okay with saying, hey, I only have this amount of time to put to it. And then there's other more important things that I want to be doing that I want to be harnessing and spending time on. So it's good to know that like, you know, you're such an amazing dad that like other people out there feel that same way, because sometimes you feel kind of like, you know, it's like work and balance. It can make you feel a little guilty.
Oh yeah. The guilty part. It's like, I have to schedule that time where it's just like no phones, no nothing. And like, no matter what ideas, cause that's a problem. It's like, I'll be walking or I'll be like hanging out with Noah, my son. And then I'm like, oh, I have a freaking meme idea. I have to write it down. It's like, there's always like stuff going on in my head. And it's like, yeah, sometimes you got to shut it off or sometimes I just got to write it down. Like you were saying, like I write down the idea and I come back to it and I'll forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. And it will be better when you do it, when you have more time. Like sometimes I call her the is will be doing something really cute. And I'm like, oh, this would be such a funny TikTok, but we're just enjoying the moment. So I'll just like write it down, make a mental note. And then instead of trying to catch it in that moment and get all like, you know, flustered, it's like, no, we'll do it later. And it's a great idea.
Yeah. It'll come back. And I've noticed that too. It's like when I'm doing things, like I was doing yoga this morning and I was like something creative came into my head and I was like, oh, like I should write this down. And I've done this thing now where it's, I allow myself the opportunity to like, if it's like something profound, like maybe I'll go write it down, like something mind blowing. But other than that, it's like, if it's that important, like the creative ideas, they're not stopping. Like this train isn't fucking turning off. So if it's that awesome, it'll come back. Like it'll just come back or some other form of it will evolve. So I've gotten that because I used to like driving on the road, like, oh, a meme, like pull into the parking lot, stop, make the meme, save it, and then start driving again. Like those days are like, no, those days are over. I just can't anymore with them. Like, no, it's just no.
Yeah. So. Oh my gosh. And you guys are so funny. Like you guys have the best memes on the internet. It's just, it's so amazing how people's creativity and their brains work. Like that's why I love the social media spaces because it's given us all an outlet to share. Like, I mean, you know, just you guys are so funny and it's so great to hear about your process.
Thank you. Thank you. And Melissa has made memes before and I've shared them. Melissa loves memes like as much as Brian and I people. Like awesome. She really does. Like for real.
I love memes. That's why like I love like I'm not as funny, but I do have my own sense of humor. And that's what I loved about TikTok is I felt like I could be a little bit more silly and funny over there. Not that I don't, I just don't think it really translates to the content I'm creating all the time on Instagram, but I love, sure. I mean, memes are my favorite.
Memes are life, yo.
Yeah. And like TikTok, you can make the memes like come to life. Like that's what I realized.
Yeah.
It's like I have a meme idea and instead of writing it, I can like literally act it out in like 15 seconds and then boom. Like, so it's fun. It's just really fun how like platforms evolve and like creativity evolves, you know?
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite thing to create on right now, Melissa? Are you favorite to create on TikTok right now?
Instagram stories. I think that's what's gotten hard is like, I think a lot of people have gotten away from like in feed permanent posts, but like, I'm still so creatively inspired to like create images. And so I love that, but I love Instagram so much and I'm obsessed with stories. Like I could just post on stories all day long. I think that's like my favorite outlet. And I think that's just because it's the most just in the moment. And it's like, even with TikTok, there is some sort of like a planning process. And a lot of my TikToks, this is a great tip, are just my Instagram stories, like repurposed with some music.
For example,
the other day I posted on my story that I was back at the gym running on the treadmill, and I wrote down like the run. And then I took that same story and I repurposed it for TikTok, and I did like, I let the text pop up. I just did it a little bit differently. Yeah. And sometimes if I have just like a cute, like I did a quick in the moment story of Izzy going through her little purse, and I just posted that to TikTok. So a great tip is to just post your stories to TikTok if you think that, if you see a lot of people engage with them or you think it could help people.
That's great advice.
Adding
great
value. Advice.
And I value. Like mostly watch your stories, because I don't really go, I don't really like go to people's pages and like look at their feed. But I, like, I see the stories pop up and I'm watching like all the stories. So it's so true. Like I personally love Instagram stories as well, because they're just pretty easy. Like you can film a video and like throw some, you know, they have all the different options to use too, like polls. And I love polls on there.
Polls AF.
I always say like people aren't scrolling down anymore. They're swiping. Swiping right to left. Like people are watching stories. And so I think if you are still doing in-feed posts, it's like, you know, to be, I mean, it's just tough. Cause like I'm getting to the point where I'll be like, oh, like make sure to check out my in-feed post. And like, people will be like, oh, I what's that? Like they, like people are like, I think in the beginning, when stories first came out, Instagram hit a really important need that there was both. But now I think it's their biggest hindrance, because of like how quick we want things now, people want things timely and they want it all in one place. And I think having to go to two separate areas is confusing. So I ultimately think now that TikTok has sort of merged that, I think Instagram is maybe going to rethink, you know, about where they want people spending their time on the platform, whether it's stories or whether it's posts.
Yeah. 100%. Right. We're going to send this to Mark Zuckerberg. Give this feedback. We'll just
Zucks, email check it out.
Zucks. We got some feedback for you.
This has been so good, Melissa. You've added so much value to people that are looking to start a brand, to just like share their authentic message, how to do it, how you've done it, and how you've grown into this amazing, social media influencer, amazing mom, human. I was at your wedding. It was amazing. Like Harry's amazing. Your family's awesome. And you're inspiring so many around the globe. So thank you for being you.
Thank you.
I feel the same way about you guys. I really like look to your pages every day. You guys put smiles on so many people's faces. And I think that's the whole point of social media, is to like inspire or entertain or to just make people feel good. There's a lot of negativity. And I think like you guys do such a great job of being that positive light for people every day, especially for me. So thank you guys. I feel so honored to be here.
You're so welcome.
That makes me
so
happy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So one last lighten up question before we sign this episode off is,
okay,
who makes a better social media influencer, Elsa or Tinkerbell?
Oh, Elsa. 100%. She's the, I mean, you have kids, or you guys have, it's like Frozen is everything. She's trending right now. Elsa is, I was her for Halloween a few years back. And
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Elsa's trending. And Tinkerbell is like, she's like Facebook. She'd be a good right?
And like, let it go. Like that's perfect for yoga. Oh,
Elsa would be on, she'd be big on TikTok with Let It Go. And she'd be big on Instagram, you know, because she's got like the Ice Palace and all those things. Like Tinkerbell is definitely like Facebook, LinkedIn status. Yes.
That is so good. That is the best way to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for your time, Melissa. Thank you so much for sharing your message. And we can't wait to put this out into the world. And again, thank you for being here. Brian, you're the man. I love you, brother.
Thank you all. Thank you, Melissa, so much. Awesome. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
Signing off for this episode, my friends. We'll catch you on the next one. Namaste.
Namaste.
And there you have it, my friends. Another episode of the Yogi Show podcast in the books. So grateful for Melissa coming on the show. Again, a super good friend of mine. We had so much fun chatting with her, jamming with her, all things on the TikTok, the Instagram, the social media, dusting off the haters, and so much more. Make sure to check her out on Instagram at melissafit_. And she's super inspiring. I hope you got a lot of value out of this episode. You can head over to theyogishow.com to check out all the deets on the show notes on this episode, any links that we had, any questions that you got, just send us an email. We love connecting with all of you. And just remember, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Namaste, my friends.